with us on the studio line and returning here for a featured guest conversation. I should say in the studio because we're live, which is nice to sit across from Tim Zimmerman, who was here last week talking about a workshop about prosperity. Actually, and when you're hearing this, there's still time for you to register for that. I'm going to mention that right up front. Maybe you would repeat the title for that.
Sure. It's good morning, everybody. It's Money with Mind Power, How to Recession-Proof Your Mind and Create Financial Freedom in These Times.
Okay, and that's January 10th, all day Saturday. But today we want to talk about the broader scope of hypnotherapy, the work that the Academy is doing, Hypnotherapy Academy of America, and the possibilities of you using hypnotherapy as a treatment modality or as a healing modality. But also, if you're looking for a new career, the current class starts the end of January.
Correct.
So we'll give you information about that. But let me also introduce you as the director of the Hypnotherapy Academy of America. I'm talking about that. And president of the American Council of Hypnotist Examiners, president of the International Registry of Medical Support, hypnotherapist, and author of the book that I have in front of me, which we'll probably talk a little bit about, Medical Hypnotherapy, Volume 1, Principles and Methods of Practice. This is a manual for teaching.
Yeah, it's a teaching manual for new people who want to become a hypnotherapist mm-hmm. and help people. Also, I'm now teaching at University Hospital down in Albuquerque at UNM. And we designed that book as a field guide for nurses and physicians.
Now you've brought some of the latest research. I'm always interested in the benefits of hypnotherapy as a treatment modality. You want to launch right into the first one?
Yeah, I've got some neat stuff that came out recently. One of my staff members is also on staff as a medical professor at the university down in Albuquerque, and is the chief of emergency pediatric emergency medicine down at UNM, Dr. Robert Sapien, and he gets into the medical library and looks at research for us. There are, he found over 1,100 studies showing the efficacy of hypnotherapy, medical support hypnosis. Mm-hmm. One that's recently come out was published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Hypnosis was used to prepare women for their surgical procedure. The surgical intervention was for breast cancer surgery.
High incidence of that too.
Super high. The results were amazing, actually. So if a woman did hypnosis to prepare herself, her body and her mind, for what it's going to be to have a surgery, here's what happened. Those women who were hypnotized and used the self-hypnosis process required 22% less painkiller. They required 34% less sedation, which is really important because the more sedation, the greater during a surgery, the greater the potential for a medical complication.
And sedation being painkiller, anesthesia, and that's usually some form of drug, right?
Or to make you unconscious so that you're not aware of it. So that's really important. And it's that sedation that causes the extreme nausea and vomiting that happens for some people after surgery. Most everybody has some nausea after sedation. After surgery, they reported 53% less pain intensity, 74% less nausea, 46% less fatigue, 47% less discomfort, 74% again, less emotional upset. The surgeries went faster, and basically this converted to, of course, hospitals are kind of looking at the dollars and cents of integrating medical support hypnosis. The hospital found that it saved the hospital $800 per patient. That converts the hospital expenses, which are a lot of hospitals are having trouble, staying out of the red.
Yes, if they can keep their expenses down and their revenue up.
I hate to say it, yeah. Well, and some of the hospitals are county run, so if they could save some money, But what the huge benefit is to that individual who gets to implement the use of their mind as a way to be their ally, if they're going to go for an intervention. We use a lot of hypnosis or medical support hypnosis to help people who have cancer, and we teach them how to talk to their body, how to mobilize their immune system to identify abnormal cells, and then to mobilize the white blood cells to actually eliminate the cancer cells in a more productive fashion. And there's plenty of interesting stories about how that helps people. One of my graduates, someone who trained with me a few years ago, traveled here from out of state and lives up in Colorado. She had a client who came to her for stop smoking. Client stopped smoking, and then 6 months later, their doc found this woman had breast cancer and had five or six little tumors in one of the breasts. And so the patient then made use of all the techniques about how to go into hypnosis, self-hypnosis, meditation, employ the correct imagery, say the right things to the immune system, the autonomic nervous system. By the time this client went back to get the actual surgery, all the cancer was gone. So, and what's, everybody needs to use their mind and those resources and eat right and exercise. And hypnosis is always an adjunct to conventional medical care. And yet there's that power inside of us. There's a great presence, a great power inside of us that we're just learning how to use right now. So what I love about that story about that graduate and her client is that these tools, how to access that resource, the subconscious and superconscious mind, can be applied to almost everything in our life. That woman came to stop smoking and then also learned how to use that to heal her body. Mm-hmm. It's powerful. She has the x-rays and the exams and the studies research to show it.
You might mention as the next topic of discussion, this healing power of compassion story. This is one of your prior newsletters. By the way, you can go online too. I may as well give the website hypnotherapyacademy.com. You can go online and get a lot of information, but the newsletter comes out on a regular basis. You want to talk about Bonnie here?
Love to. We started working with a new sort of a healing technique. We're calling it noetogenic healing. Mm-hmm. So we use noetic science.
Explain that then. We better do this. What's noetic science?
It's akin to quantum biology, which is an understanding of how quantum mechanics interfaces with microbiology. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's kind of long words, but the person who comes to school does not have to have a background in science or medicine. We'll teach everybody everything they need to know because it's an entire vocational training, mm-hmm. entire career training. But we started looking at the relationship between the mind. You know how in A Course in Miracles it says that it's really the two people coming together to create a healing relationship mm-hmm. when healing occurs. That idea really inspired me to look into some science about what happens when one mind influence the body of another. So I looked at the research of Dr. William Broad, and he wrote a book called Mental Influence. Mm-hmm. And he actually looked at how people could, for instance, a person could have blood extracted from a vein to fill up a little tiny vial. And this vial then would have a little bit of saline solution put in, mixed in with the blood cells. And, salt and water causes others, through osmosis, a cell will, if there's too much salt, it'll hypersaturate and the cell wall will expand until it breaks. Mm-hmm. Well, William Broad decided to have people hold a vial of their own blood in their hand in this saline solution and send thoughts to the blood cells to not superhydrate and rupture. And actually, he could actually show people how to delay the blood cells from superhydrating and rupturing. That got me thinking. One person's thought can actually influence the cell wall of another cell. So we started using our medical hypnosis techniques, our hypnotherapy techniques, and learning how to put ourselves in the right state so that that we could actually mobilize our positive intention, transmit it at a distance to another person, and who is willing and ready and able, who wants a healing, and then have them experience some sort of healing in their body. So this woman, Bonnie, she was the mother of one of the grads, one of the people who was in class, a current student. She had had a stroke. She had a stroke on October 23rd of 2007. Then, and before then, you know, she had full use of her body and good blood pressure. After the surgery, the left side of the face drooped. She couldn't speak very well, couldn't drink, had to only drink through a straw. Blood pressure shot up, a lot of different problems. We then used this noetogenic healing technique where we all go into just the right sort of kind of self-hypnotic state where we mobilize our inner resources.
How many people would do that together?
In this group, there's about 30 students in the room.
Okay, so this is powerful. I mean, this is...
Think about 30 people and their mind and using a very specific sort of self-hypnosis process where we then transmit our positive intention to the mind and body of the client, Bonnie. So she's out in Virginia, I think it is, where she is. We then transmit this healing. She lies down and goes into a meditative hypnosis, and she's receiving the healing energy. And it's more of transmitting the thought of healing than the healing energy, because where the thought goes, energy flows. So then she... within 24 hours, her face changes. She can move her face again. Her blood pressure comes down, and she can speak again within 24 hours. We had another young man who was born with cerebral palsy, and he had to use two cane crutches to walk. And it was so he didn't have very much usage of his hands, and very little coordination and balance. And so, for instance, before we did a healing for him, he couldn't, you know, make his own meals or do many things on his own. So his mother was in class, and she gave us all the details, and we structured a specific. So we used the classic hypnosis techniques of healing suggestions, therapeutic suggestions, guided imagery, healing imagery. But we also then, all of us, learn how to be kind of a transmitter of healing potential. Mm-hmm. We do the healing session on him. Again, he is, and the key is, it's two part. One is the recipient has to be at all levels ready for a healing. No psychological objection, no emotional objection to the healing, and a belief that a transformation can occur. Mm-hmm. And then the team has to have that same thought. We all have to become convinced that this healing thought can be transmitted. So we work with him, and that day he has more coordination and strength in his body than he's ever had in his entire life. He's about 20 years old. He can walk without his cane at times. He can make his own meals now. He can stand up. He can walk. And that was done in the fall. A few weeks afterwards, it was Christmas time. His grandfather bought the Christmas tree, brought it home. And this young man had never been able to help decorate decorate the tree. So while Grandpa brought the Christmas tree home and left the house to go run an errand, this young man gets out all the. Now he can go to the closet. He can pull down the box. He can get out all the decorations. And literally, for the first time in his life, he's 20, 21 years old, he can decorate a Christmas tree with the strength and coordination in his body he'd never had his entire life.
Wow. All right, so this is the kind of trainings that students get.
We made this into a profession now, yeah. Doing this work as a professional clinical hypnotherapist.
All right, so certainly if you know somebody who needs some help, but Tim and the Hypnotherapy Academy of America can provide that. But if you're interested or know somebody who's interested in a new career, the next certification program starts the end of January, so you can participate.
We're licensed by the Department of Higher Education. It's a full 450-hour course, and people fly in from all over the world to get it.
All right. 505-983-1515 is the number, and hypnotherapyacademy.com. the website. We're going to come back again next week and get some more research from Tim, pry that out of him. So join us.